Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot. Tonight we'll be doing the Elementary of Tarot, Exploring the Suit of Swords. This is part one. I'm your host, Aluna Odette, and I'm joined tonight by my two lovely co-hosts, Rowan Nix.
Hello.
And Tarouk Vishal.
Good evening.
So just to remind you guys, we've come together to create an audio library series of the tarot for anyone who is new to this art or is seeking to be refreshed on the 78 cards of the tarot deck. We'll be going through each card one by one in each individual suit through the suits to explore the inner world of tarot. So tonight is our first episode of the Suit of Swords. After a Christmas break, are we like the bearers of bad news with this show? I mean, swords are very dicey, very nerve-wracking. I know a lot of times for people who have read before or gotten readings before, swords are usually the card we don't want to see. And just to dive into a little bit of the Suit of Swords, the Suit of Swords represents normally action, change, force, power, ambition, oppression at times, courage, and also conflict. It deals with the element associated with air, and it deals a lot with, there's no emotions involved in this suit, okay? So it's pure logic, pure tactics, pure cold, hard, just steel, okay? And a lot of, like the old saying goes, sometimes the pen is mightier than the sword. So our words and how we verbalize things and communication, how we implement ideas, these things are governed by the Suit of Swords. So let's start with you, Rowan. How would you sort of interpret the Suit of Swords and talk about how they represent, what the meaning that they represent to you?
Well, like you said, nobody ever wants to see swords in any spread that you get, but they are a necessary evil. They definitely have their place in the tarot deck and in readings. Anytime a sword comes up, it's usually something that is unexpected or conflict that has arisen that you are not previously aware of. The swords are also enlightenment. They're also knowledge, because knowledge is power. And it's just how you do with it and what you do with it that determines the outcome of your fate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what about you, Tarouk? How would you interpret the sword?
Well, I agree with the both of you. You know, the Suit of Swords has to do with the intellect. You know, it has to do with the mind. This also is about power. It is about strength. You know, this is about victory, but it can also be about struggle, defeat, mm-hmm. loss, you know, but mm-hmm. also reclaiming yourself and standing up for yourself too. So it is a very, it is kind of like a wheel card, like the wheel card in a way, but the whole Suit of Swords, you know, it's like from the top, you fail, but then you rise up again.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now let's go ahead and dive into our first tarot card into the Suit of Swords, which we know as the Ace, and the Ace represents initial beginnings, the start of something, an initial idea in the case of the Swords. So upright, the Ace of Swords represents raw potential, raw power, victory, mental breakthrough, and clarity. Okay, so let's talk about that. Maybe we can start with Tarouk. How would you talk about the symbolism that's represented in the Ace of Swords? What message do these symbols convey to you?
Well, when you look at this card, it's showing a hand, you know, like a divine hand with a sword and a crown at the top of the sword. So to me, This is about victory. You know, it's about triumph. This is a card about being successful in a battle. You know, this is a card about strength, you know, you conquering something, you conquering a doubt, you conquering maybe somebody coming against you, somebody putting you down. So it's about basically overpowering this person, overcoming them, and being triumphant and standing strong also in who you are, you know. So definitely I agree with you that it has to do also with a new idea, you know, something that a beginning, but also a battle, you know, and being victorious in the end.
Absolutely. Okay, so what about you, Rowan? How would you describe this card in an actual reading? What sort of message would you give to someone where this card comes up in an actual reading?
The presence of this card can indicate several things. It can definitely indicate that you need to take control of everything in your life. You need to take control of your responsibility for your actions, as well as to get into sort of battle stance because you're about to face a war. This sword can also be a positive influence in the way that it symbolizes truth. It symbolizes logic free from emotion or outside influence. It is simply the truth. That's all it is. So it can definitely be a catharsis in coming to terms with your truth. Those would be the two positive ways that I would interpret it. The negative ways I would interpret it are definitely somebody that does not want to face the truth, somebody that is maybe caught up in their own mind, in their own thoughts, and is overanalyzing and overthinking things, and it's influencing every other area of your life, for sure.
Absolutely. And just to sort of tie in what both you guys are talking about, it is like the saying goes, the sword is double-edged. So just as much victory and assertion and power that it can manifest by going forward and cutting a direction in your life, it can also fall back on you with the words that you choose or the way you go about obtaining that victory, as we'll see in some of the later cards. Not all the ways in which we use our swords or which in the ways we use our intellect or tactics are has the best motives in mind. As I said before, this is purely intellect, so there's no emotion involved. So it can be a very cold, wintry suit, okay? Now, what about the wreath of victory that's represented in this card? Would you say that it is for someone who's overcoming a mental battle within themselves or dealing with other people? We'll start with you, Rowan.
Well, because it is the Ace, it's a very general card. It can mm-hmm. mean that for sure, but generally speaking, when you get this card, it's just indicating a shift in your life. It's indicating an era that's come, not necessarily dealing with a particular person, just maybe a behavior that you need to adopt. So, no, I don't think it's specific to a given person or persons, et cetera. It is just that change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess, are we ready to move on to the next card?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to talk a little bit about the reversal of the swords.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The reversal
I
of the
forgot
swords,
about that, sorry.
Yeah, this card in the reversal can signify being unsure of yourself, unsure of your sword, you know, because you're, you know, in the right side up, you're holding that sword. You are standing in your truth. You are standing in your victory. You are standing sure, you know, as a warrior. But reversed, you are unsure of your sword. You're not holding it upright. You're kind of like holding it a little bit, you know, to the floor. You know, you're not standing in your truth. You have confusion. You have doubt. You have insecurity. Okay, so you know, instead of this logic, instead of having a clear, concise idea and standing in your truth, you are letting water seep in. You're letting, you know, the ideas, you're letting the emotions, you're letting, you know, all of these different, you're overthinking. It's just all this cloudiness, all this moisture coming in and rusting your sword, okay, making your sword breakable when it's supposed to be unbreakable, solid steel of power, okay? So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing in the reverse.
Okay, would you like to contribute any more to that, Rowan?
I would just stand by what I said earlier. It's definitely somebody that does not want to face the truth, somebody that does not want to take the reins in their life. It's somebody that's conflicted in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so moving along to the Two of Swords, okay? And in this depiction of the Two of Swords, there's a woman. She's seated. She's before a body of water, but there are jagged rocks that are emerging from the water, which indicates conflict and not a smooth sailing. There's some conflict here. And this woman is seated. There's a crescent moon off in the distance, and she has two swords crossed before her, and she's blindfolded. And this card represents indecisiveness, okay, coming to a hard truce, a hard choice, reaching a stalemate and having blocked or repressed emotions. Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. What do you see when you think of the Two of Swords, Taruk?
Well, this is, a balance. You have two ideas. You have two concepts. And it's like there's not a winner or a loser, you know. So this is like kind of like a stalemate, you know. And this could be either with another person, that you and this other person have ideas and you're battling each other. So it could be like a duel, you know, like an intellectual fight. And you guys basically just have to be like, you know what? I can agree to disagree with you, and we can move forward. But there really isn't a winner, and that can be with a person, but it could also be in your mind battling an idea, and you just don't know which one to choose. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm mm-hmm. seeing with this card.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Rowan? How would you interpret the Two of Swords?
Well, like you said, this is definitely a card about repression. This is definitely somebody that wants to blind themselves, but really can't. You know, as you see, she is guarding herself with the two swords. So she knows that there's something up, even if she doesn't want to particularly face it. You know, this card is about having that whole ominous sense of dread, that premonition where you know something's wrong. You know somebody is not who they say they are. Situation is not as it appears. And you're on your guard, even if you don't want to be. This is a card all about conflict, that initial stages of conflict where you don't know who to trust.
Well, now I think we can venture into the reversal of this card. And in the reversal, I would pick up that it's in the total opposite of the upright position. So where in the upright position, there's indecisiveness and you can't make a hard-pressed decision because both are weighing and they seem equal. In the reversal, it's saying that I'm sensing a bit of carelessness in your decision-making, that perhaps you, instead of being blindfolded, that you can clearly see as the woman in the depiction, she is blindfolded. So in the reversal, you've taken the blindfold off. You are being more calculative towards the making the decision, the obvious decision, and you're possibly able even to come to making a decision because, again, the Two of Swords represents indecision, so the reversal would hint towards actually picking one of the two. Now, what about you, Rowan? How would you interpret the reversal of this card?
I actually would interpret the reversal to be someone who is obstinate, somebody who knows what's up, knows what's going on, but doesn't want to change their stance on a given topic. This can be somebody that's very stubborn, somebody that is willful to a fault. And I think that's more of the reversal of this, as opposed to the upright, which is blindness, repression, etc. The Two of Swords reverse is somebody that just doesn't want to hear it, is not about it, not for it, and is going to stay in their own regard and not worry about anybody else.
Wow. Okay. And what about you, Taruk?
Well, the Two of Swords reversed, I'm kind of seeing this like as a fence rider, somebody who knows both sides, but they don't want to make a decision. It's kind of going off of what Rowan is saying. You know, I'm seeing this as a definite fence rider, somebody who's in the middle of a situation and they know both of each side, but they're not trying to move. They're just staying between a rock and a hard place. They're staying like right then and there where they're supposed to. Well, not what they're supposed to, but they're just not ready to make a decision. And basically, just standing there, kind of like how she is, you know, just blind. You have both swords. You have both aspects, but you just are not even moving. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I think it's safe if we moved on. Did I contribute my reversal? I think I did. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go into the Three of Swords. And this is a very dramatically expressed card in a lot of decks. There's often a heart that's being pierced by three swords. Often scenes are venturing into the theme of betrayal, a loss of trust, treachery, backstabbing. And that is definitely, it coincides genuinely with what the card speaks about, which is painful separation, sorrow, heartbreak, grief, and rejection. Now, when I normally see this card in my deck, the Steampunk Tarot, it's with a mechanical heart. So it's not the actual, because we're still talking about the intellect. So it's almost to say, and I associate it closely with the Tower, that you built up so much trust in other people's words, or you built up so much trust in other people's character, that there comes a point where disappointment is inevitable to happen, or even worse, treachery, or you finding out that the person was doing all that they were doing just to go and stab you in the back. So it's really destroying more of your ideal or your idea or concept of them more than it is actually penetrating your heart. We'll leave the hearts and the emotions for the Suit of Cups. So in this deck, it's definitely representing how someone just or even more so using something that you gave them, maybe an idea, maybe something personal you relay to them, and them using a bit of blackmail against you, using that as collateral against you, and it's weighing on your heart. So you're in a mode of sorrow, grief, and feeling betrayed and abandonment, okay, because the heart is suspended in the sky alone, and the sky is cloudy. There's rain, there's thunder, lightning. So it's a pretty dramatic card. Let's start off with you, Tarouk. How would you interpret the Three of Swords in a reading?
Well, the Three of Swords definitely is about pain, about suffering. It is about betrayal, like you said, you know, heartbreak. You know, this is a card about having emotional setbacks. It's about that betrayal, but having to be in it. You know, you have to feel it, like, you know, because the heart, and it's multiple, it could be multiple people, you know, it could be friends and family that have hurt you with things that they have said, knowing things about you, like you said, blackmail that they have spilled and have hurt you emotionally, because the heart is emotional. So they have hurt you emotionally with their words, with their intellect, you know. So this is about basically standing in that pain and learning how to overcome it and removing those swords out of your heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, at the end of the day, remove those swords and learn how to forgive also, you know? Don't keep those three swords just stabbed in your heart and walking around with pain and heartbreak and betrayal and sadness, you know? So you be in the pain, experience, go through it, but at the end of the day, you have to remove that from your heart.
Absolutely. Okay, what about Rowan? How would you interpret the Three of Swords in reading?
I'm not sure I could tack on anything else. I think you both tackled it very succinctly. I could go into the reversal if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in reverse, this is a card about letting go. This is a card about getting over that pain. This is a card about, like Tarouk just said, pulling out those swords and living again. So the reversal of this card is actually quite positive, because the upright is so negative and so abysmal. The reverse is that light that we need to heal and that catharsis to move on, for sure.
Absolutely. And just tie in with that, I would just add the same thing, finding a sense of optimism, actually being able to move on from hurt and betrayal, because it is very easy, like Tarouk said, to have those lingering swords in your heart, and you place that same scenario, you know, onto every, you project that same scenario onto everyone that you meet. So you're distrustful of everyone and you are suspicious of everyone. So letting those things go allows the heart to begin to heal itself and you begin to grow from those experiences. So that's definitely what I'm picking up from the reversal as well. We did a very good job. So now moving on to the Four of Swords, okay? And in this depiction, the Four of Swords, now the Fours normally represents stability, a bit of calmness, where all the other cards are like rapid, there's this happening, that happening. You can always see in the Four a bit of placement and a bit of stability. Now, in this card, okay, the Four of Swords, the mind is at rest. Okay, so all those weighing thoughts, the choices, the decision, the ego, you wanting to charge forth and conquer everything in sight, you're taking a break from all of that. So upright, it represents contemplation, recuperation, passivity, and relaxation and rest. Okay, so in the depiction, we have a church-like setting, and we're seeing a knight who has been on the battlefield for many years, actually lying down and taking a rest. And he seems to be in a prayer sort of a prayer position, a lying prayer position, and his swords from the battlefield are hung along the wall. Okay, now oftentimes represented, it's also in a stained glass window, the picture of some people associated with the Virgin Mary, some people associated with certain saints, but it hints towards the more merciful side of war. So he's taken a step back to almost, in a sense, pray for his enemies, pray for forgiveness in the things that he's done and the people that he has slain. Because, you know, if you think about swords, they're meant to be used, and they're meant to be used as weapons. So he's taking a break from that to sort of reflect and get his own moral conduct in alignment. There's a spiritual retreat in this card. So let's start with you, Tarouk. How would you interpret the Four of Swords in a reading?
Well, the Four of Swords is definitely the card after the third. So, you know, you get over this heartbreak. You know, you've been stabbed. You have been betrayed. You have been hurt by your friends or family or whoever has you know, just come against you. And this is the card about the recovery stage, about, you know, kind of like a caterpillar in a cocoon. You know, you have to basically lick your wounds, you know, heal yourself, meditate, reflect, recover, take time out, and think of what happened. Think of what they did, what you did, what could have been done, what did not happen, and overcoming it, and just taking that time out for yourself to just process everything so you can reawaken as that butterfly, so you can resurrect as that phoenix and come anew to pick up that sword. Because, you know, in the cart there's a sword next to the tomb. You know, it's like on the side of the coffin or the casket, whatever, you know, it is like the statue of the knight. So, you know, you have that resting sword there. So when you do rise, you pick up that sword and you continue the fight. So that's what I'm seeing with the card.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what about you, Rowan? How would you interpret this card, the Four of Swords?
This is definitely a card about stasis, about the nature of regeneration, meditation, seeking within yourself to find that healing. Like Tarouk very much said, you know, you've already experienced betrayal, you've experienced repression and all these things that have already happened in the Suit of Swords. So this is a card about recuperating from all of that and really getting back to yourself. I know in a lot of pagan decks and everything, it's usually depicted with a butterfly. You know, as the butterfly goes into a cocoon of darkness, it comes out and reemerges as a butterfly to soar and ascend, etc. So this is a card letting you know that all dark times pass, This is actually a card of hope in the deck.
Absolutely. Now, just to wrap it up a little bit, why don't we go into the reversal of this card? So now, as the Four of Swords represents rest and taking a step back, a moment of reflection, I'm seeing here restlessness, feeling burned out, and also a lack of progress. So you just don't even know where to apply yourself. You've taken this time off, but it's not even really to enjoy yourself, to grow, to meditate, or reflect. You're just sort of floating in the midst of nowhere with nothing to do and sort of antsy and anxious about getting back out there into the fight, getting back out there into your business life, your career life, getting back out there to push and constantly go. So, yes, burning yourself out is definitely the key word in this. What about you, Rowan? How would you see the reversal in this?
Whenever I've gotten this card in the past for anybody, it's definitely the universe coming through and telling you to sit down. It's somebody that has done too much, is focusing too much on a given topic, is overstressing themselves and ending up making themselves sick, because stress is a sickness. And it definitely knocks you on your ass, so to speak, for sure.
What about you, Taruk? How would you see a reversal with this card?
Well, I'm seeing this, like you both said, you know, this is about restlessness, about, you know, wanting to get up and get out there and fight, but when you're still wounded, so it's kind of like you just got whooped, you just got your butt handed to you, but yet you want to get up and continue fighting. Sit, like Rowan said, sit the hell down. Have several seats. Have the whole stadium. You need to sit down because you're doing too much right now. That is what I'm seeing by the Four. You know, it's somebody who it's like you still want to fight, but yet you don't have anything in you to fight. It's like, do you want to be slayed? You know, do you want to be? So it's like, relax and take your time and just chill. So that's what I'm seeing with the Four reverse.
Wow. Absolutely. I love how you put it. Have a seat, take up the whole row, and give yourself a break. And with that, we are going to end our show tonight. If you've been listening, thank you so much. We will be continuing again with furthering our exploration into the Suit of Swords next Saturday. Please tune into our Wednesday midweek reading show, hosted by myself, Aluna Odette. And if you haven't checked out our previous suits, okay, we've already went through the Pentacles, we went through the Cups, and now we're venturing into the Swords. So if you're looking to learn about the tarot, definitely go check out our previous, you know, check out our archive, check out our previous shows, and let us know what you think. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, we're pretty much everywhere. Triple Chalice Tarot, okay? And we want to wish you a good night. I hope you all got wonderful gifts this past Christmas or whatever holiday that you're celebrating this season, and we wish you the best towards the new year.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.